Now, do you think the community, what would be the reaction of the community to name him? Do they know anything about USI?
I think they would be proud. They see, they don't have to know much about USIA. They know Murrow.
Yeah.
And a man to follow Murrow, in their estimation, would make them proud. I think they know about USIA. I think enough of them have done broadcasts overseas, and they know that it carries our message abroad.
Now, let me ask you this. They tell me that we shouldn't send a Negro to an African country as an ambassador. Is that true?
The Africans have strenuously denied it when we have confronted them with it. I don't know whether it's true or not. All I can say is that diplomatically they have said no. Some of them have been vehement in denying it. Others have said this is silly. And I don't know exactly how they feel about it. I would say that if you made a uniform practice of assigning Negroes or such Negroes as you had to African countries, they would resent it. You understand.
I agree with that, but yeah. We've got them in Scandinavia, and we've got them in other countries.
Right.
And what I want to do is enlarge them a little more. They don't have their 12%, and I'm not a percentage man.
No.
But if we can find some of the top people in this country, I mean, you take either of the neighbors would be wonderful ambassadors to some country, but top men,
yeah.
I would like to get them up to where they at least in walking distance of the rest of us.
Exactly. And
I can't do it, though, if I've got the 20, 30 Latin American countries and 30-odd African countries, and they're just barred because somebody says so. Now, I thought it was the Negro community in this country that was objecting to it.
The Africans would object if it became a uniform policy.
Oh, no.
I don't believe they would object on it. The Africans
we've got,
are the ones.
We've got one in Sweden now,
yes.
A good one on my Scandinavian trip, a Negro.
Yes.
Now, so I'm going to try that one or two, and you might get one or two of the most outstanding ones that you know in the United States. You ought to have me a list of that. You better just go to work, and if you want Whitney Young or somebody, get me some real outstandingly. The worst job I can perform is to name one that's a failure.
That's true. That's very true, and I agree with you.
And I don't know this field as well as you do. I'm going to rely on you. So you get me four or five of the top ones that are like Bob Weaver or like Carl Rowan.
Very good, Mr. President. Meanwhile, I'll make additional inquiries among the Africans.
You do that, and you talk to anybody that you want to about Carl. Just say, wouldn't it be wonderful if he succeeded Murrow, and see what their reaction is. If you get any different reaction, call me. Collect.